Kayo'y nakikinig sa SBS Filipino.
With me today is Henry Kovacevic. He is the president of the Australian Greeting Card Association, and we're going to talk about, of course, the Christmas holidays. Good day, Henry.
Hello, Maridel. It's lovely to talk with you and also the Filipino community of Melbourne. Let's talk about the importance of Christmas cards this
year.
Yes.
First of all, Christmas. It's important for us Catholics, isn't it?
Indeed it is. Yes, it is. The birth of our Christ. And I know that so many Filipinos, have a Catholic background just like I do. And we can talk about that as well, the traditional aspect of Christmas.
But as everyone says, or have been saying, we're celebrating Christmas differently this year.
Well, yes, look, it has been it's been a very fractured world that we've been in up until now. And I think people are actually looking forward to reconnecting and rebuilding their relationships with friends and family this Christmas. And that Christmas will be a new starting point where hopefully people can get over the hurdles and challenges that they've had now that things are opening up a little bit, and a chance for them to smile. And sending Christmas cards to our friends and family is really the perfect and richest way to do that.
For me, personally, one of the things that I look forward to during Christmas season is receiving cards. So my mother would always send me one from overseas. There are a few of my friends here in Australia, maybe a handful of them, who would send me Christmas cards every year. And those are the things that, give a little warmth in my heart and says, oh, yes, this is the season for giving, isn't it? Because it just gives you that special feeling when you receive something from the post, especially now that everyone's going digital.
Oh, absolutely, Maridel. Look, we've had 25 years now of people sending SMS messages and social media messaging and emails. But when you go to your letterbox and in amongst the bills and the promotional material, you find that someone has taken the time to send you a card and you see their handwriting on the envelope, it instantly brings a little lift to your heart, and you bring it inside, you open it up, and you realize, wow, someone really thought about me from the moment they purchased it, wrote it up, stuck it in the envelope, put it in the red box. That they really care for you that much, that they took that time. And then when you get a card, unlike a digital message where you go delete, 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 how often does a greeting card, a Christmas card, we put it on our mantelpiece, on a bookshelf, on a refrigerator, perhaps on a string around the bottom of the Christmas tree, or, even for those that remember, we used to slide them into Venetian blinds when we had blinds on our windows.
I remember those days, and I remember the strings, but nowadays it's becoming less and less. But as you earlier mentioned, that now more than ever, it's important for us to remember our loved ones, because most of us can't travel to see them.
Yeah, well, look, the great thing about a Christmas card, after you receive it and you put it on display and it reminds you of the person that sent it to you, it often ends up in like a keepsake box, and then you pull it out. Like this Christmas, we might pull out some old Christmas cards as well that we received from parents who have passed away, grandparents who have passed away, and then we can share those stories of those people. And look at this card that Grandma sent me. Look at this card that Dad sent me. And it makes for storytelling, when we're sitting around with our children and our extended family. So there's something really rich and personal about sending a greeting card. And I encourage you and all your listeners, to really visit your local newsagent, card shop, supermarket, department store. There's a great range of Christmas cards there. And you'll find a design that connects you with the person that you've got in mind. And then you add your handwriting. Let's talk about handwriting a little bit. That's a little bit of a lost art as well, isn't it?
Yes, it is. And I remember my grandmother who passed away. I would go back and look through the cards that she sent me. And because she had this beautiful handwriting, it brings back memories as well, isn't it? History.
Yeah, I have cards from my parents. Both my parents have passed away. And it's such a delight to see their handwriting, because they never got used to the digital era. So both had beautiful handwriting, and it's a great way for me to stay in touch with them. So never underestimate that when we are doing handwriting. And look, because we've been using keyboards for so many years as well, some of us may be feeling a bit nervous about our handwriting, but just to write something on the inside and also on the envelope. But then you can also add a photo, put a photo in the card, put a maybe some stickers, you know, from, you know, from a kid in the family. Maybe put a pressed flower in there so that when they open it up, there's a nice aroma when they open it up. None of that affects the postage price because it's all nice and flat and simple. And this is just a great way to keep the great tradition of friendship and love going across families and friends.
Your friends and your family must be one of the luckiest people on earth because they get to receive a card from someone who's worked for Hallmark for more than a decade. So do you get to like pick up a quote or a saying or a special, you know, greeting just like that?
Yeah, well, look, I was lucky. The first part of my life, yes, I did work for one of the larger greeting card companies, Hallmark Cards, and Hallmark is still a member of the Greeting Card Association. So I'm happy to come back into this industry after 17 years of being out of it and bring fresh eyes and new inspiration to encourage everyone after, you know, these 25 years of digital messaging, to let them know that there's a really rich way and a personalised way to communicate with people. And it's very interesting, Maridel, that, you know, that one of the biggest uptakes of sending greeting cards is from the younger generation, the demographic called millennials. What's interesting is we're noticing a lot of them increasingly buying cards because obviously they were born into the digital era, mm-hmm. but now they're looking for a richer way to stay in touch with people for all the reasons we've spoken about.
And it's funny how you spoke about the millennials, is that what I'm seeing is that they find it really cool and retro to go back to the things that we grew up on, isn't it?
Yeah, retro. It really, you know, some people might even call it countercultural. I was on another radio station called Rebel FM in Queensland. Well, I say if you want to be really rebellious against the modern culture, you know, to buy and send Christmas cards is truly a great rebellious and alternative way to get back into really a rich way to connect with those that we care most about.
So are you one of those people who, apart from the standard greeting card greeting, would write your own as well?
I love it. You know, even though I was out of it for all those years and now back in it, it's still been a great part of my family tradition where I sit down with my daughter and we think about the various people that we're going to send a card to. And then we do exactly what I mentioned before. We add a few comments in there. She does her handwriting. I put my handwriting. Then my wife puts her little signature in there. But then we find something special to slip in there. You know, could it be a photo? Could it be a little something that shows something about what's happened in your life over the last year? And then when the recipient gets it, when your family member or friend receives it, boy, you know, there's a smile on their face, and then you can just stand by for a phone call from them to say thank you so much. And it opens up conversation and it opens up storytelling, which is a great thing.
Looking forward to receiving a Christmas card from you, Henry.
Well, Maridel, I just got to get your, you know, after we get off this call, you text me your address and I'll send you one, and you've got mine, you send me one, and I just wish all the best to you and the Filipino community in Melbourne. Listen, you know, we've all been through a tough time, but Christmas cards, sending them off to as many as possible, and know that, look, Australia Post is under the pressure, obviously, we know that, you know, with all the additional mail they've received, but we're in close communication with them, and they assure us that if we post our cards in the next week or two, they will definitely arrive at the Australian locations before Christmas. But for those of your listeners that maybe want to mail them off to the Philippines, you want to hot-foot it a little bit. You want to get them as soon as possible, write them up, post them off, and your post office person can give you information about what the current delivery times are to the Philippines. So, you know, you've got good, helpful people at your post office, your news agent, your card shop, and they'll help you with all of that.
Thank you very much, Henry, and Merry Christmas to you.
Listen, Maridel, happy Christmas to you and your listeners, and I'll leave you with a little sentiment from a great tune sung by a singer named Jimmy Durante many years ago. And, you know, I'll capture his sentiment by saying, this Christmas, send some Christmas cards around. And as Jimmy would sing in his tune, make someone happy and you'll be happy too this Christmas. How about that?
Well said. Thank you very much.
Thanks, Mary-Dell. Lovely to chat with you and your listeners.
You like, you share, or comment. Sundan SBS Filipino sa Facebook.